Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
What are you giggling at?
Because I was, my mic was all the way over there. Aww. And I was just like, la 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 la, I'm going to actually need that.
You're definitely going to need it to bring us all of the showbiz. Shannon, where are we starting off this morning?
So the trailer for The Hunger Games, Sunrise on the Reaping, has dropped, baby. Oh.
Welcome, Penem, to the glorious reaping of District 12.
Twice the number of tributes. Twice the glory. It's time for the second quarter quell.
It sounds very dramatic.
I am living for this. So the story follows a young Haymitch as he becomes the winner of the 50th annual Hunger Games, which is set 24 years before the events of the Hunger Games trilogy that we all know and love.
Yeah.
Joseph Zada is set to play young Haymitch alongside Elle Fanning as Effie, which is going to be really, really cool. You don't know this, do you? Did you see the Hunger Games?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
Because I'm like, is this another one on the list that you have not watched, Leanne? You're looking right through it.
I'm in the works at the moment of expanding my horizons for sure. Is this the fourth Hunger Games this in the installment?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yes. Ralph Fiennes as well is also going to play President Snow.
Yeah.
Kieran Culkin is going to play Caesar Flickerman.
Okay, brilliant. So good cast. When are we expecting it? Trailer dropping kind of indicates it's soon enough.
The 20th of November, 2026.
Never mind.
I know, a whole year, basically. I hate when they do that to us. But the excitement is going to live on for the next year because I'm sure 100%. They're going to drop a few more little bits and bobs.
Oh, 100%. They will keep the appetite wet, that is for sure.
Next up, Dwayne Johnson is currently filming Jumanji 4 in LA, and he revealed that his character, Dr. Smolder Bravestone, will be honouring the late Robin Williams. Here's a clip.
Little Easter egg for Dr. Bravestone. This is the dice from the original Jumanji with Robin Williams as a show of respect, a way of honouring Robin and this entire franchise that he started as we film our very last Jumanji. Big finale.
The big finale. That is lovely.
It is really cute. And you can go watch that video as well. The dice is around his neck on like a bit of rope. But it's mad to think that it's been 30 years since the OG, Jumanji.
Original one. Oh my goodness. And like, I mean, Robin Williams, an absolute legend in that. And they had to do something special too, you know, respect him, like Dwayne is saying, but also, you know, kind of keep his legacy alive in all of it as well. And to remember what the original is all about.
I know. And the original is just so good. Like, it never gets old, no matter how many times you watch it. It still just hits, you know. Mm-hmm. Production for that film kicked off just on Wednesday.
Oh, Gawig. Very soon now.
I know. And
they're on it at the moment.
They literally are. And they've been papped filming a Christmas scene, so we can expect that to be in the film.
Oh, interesting.
Jack Black is coming back and Kevin Hart, and the film is set to drop to cinemas the 11th of December 2026. So next year again.
We're going to have so much to watch next year, honestly.
Literally. And then finally, The Mummy 4 is in the works.
She's excited.
I'm very, very excited about this. Brendan Fraser, Rachel Weisz is coming back, and in a recent interview, Brendan said he's been waiting 20 years for this call, as we all have.
Yeah, literally every single person has been waiting the very same time.
And he said, it's time to give the fans what they want.
Can you tell she's excited about it?
I'm so excited.
Remind us, because we had this news about it coming back a couple of weeks ago. Do they have any kind of plot, any release date, anything at all since then?
We still don't know the release date. Okay. There's no trailer. They haven't even started filming yet. We just know it's coming and they're going to give the fans what they want. What that is, I hope it's going to just be everything. But I'm just kind of confused of how it's even going to work because they're so much older now. How are they going to hit those action scenes now? Do you know what I mean? Because Brendan Fraser, like, he was a sex symbol of his time. Yeah. I was absolutely obsessed. I had a crush on him. I'd go to the video shop and I'd get the film and everything. And when I'd be bringing it back, I'd be kissing the cover and everything.
Shannon.
I'd be like, bye, Brendan. I'll see you next week when I rent you out again. So I don't know how it's going to hit this week or how they're going to top.
Listen, they've enough time to get into training, get into shape and make it all happen just for you and for you alone, Showbiz Shannon. Thank you for bringing us all the entertainment this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly away.
Is Leanne's boarding pass, the game in which you simply have to guess my seat number on my flight this weekend. I was telling you earlier on this morning that I'm off on a very exciting trip this weekend to Iceland, which I cannot wait for. And with this flight, and more so with this game, traditionally, I have been flying on a Ryanair plane. Ryanair don't fly to Iceland. So I'm going on an Iceland Air plane. Now, I've looked up the one I'm going on. It's the very same, okay? However, there is one difference to this plane and actually is going to work out in your favour as we play this. There are less rows. So the rows that you are dealing with right now on the Iceland Air flight are 1 to 28. 28 being the last row of the plane. The seats are the very same. A, B, C, D, E and F. When we play Leanne's boarding pass, always as we kick it off, we're just going to leave it wide open, okay? Have a guess and see if you can correctly guess what seat I am sat in for my flight to Iceland this weekend. Again, the rows you're dealing with are 1 to 28 and the seats are A to F. If you guess correctly, we're going to give you IMC cinema passes. So go for it right now. Already I can see texts and WhatsApps coming in. You can send a voice note as well to 087-798-9898. And I genuinely love how when we play this any given time, there is so many people who get in touch and get guessing. It is just so much fun. This is Leanne's boarding pass, whereby you have to simply guess what seat I am sitting in on my plane on my flight this weekend. I am going to Iceland, which I'm incredibly excited about, on an Iceland Air plane. So the rows you're guessing between are 1 and 28 and the seats are A to F. So far, let's see what we're dealing with. Here's Gemma.
Good afternoon. I am going to guess 27B.
27B is wrong, I'm afraid. Sophie's guess.
Hi, Leanne. My name is Sophie. My guess is seat 26F.
I'm afraid, Sophie. It's also wrong. Let's try Ellie's guess.
Hi, Leanne. Ellie here in Swords. My guess is 18F.
18F. You're wrong. And Lindsay's in Tala.
Hi, I'm going to guess that you are sitting in 14C.
And that is also Sandra's guess, but it's wrong. But what I can tell you about 14C is it is so close. So close. Any of the guesses that we have had in on 087-798-9898 have not been correct. It hasn't been guessed yet. But what I will tell you and give you a few clues right now, I am sitting in an aisle seat. And it also does not matter what door I am boarding via. And we are playing Leanne's boarding pass, whereby you have to simply guess what seat I am on the plane for my flight to Iceland this weekend. You are dealing with rows 1 to 28 and seats A to F. Now, a couple of minutes ago, I gave you a few clues because I'm oh so kind in this. I told you that I was sitting in an aisle seat and that it doesn't really matter what door I am boarding via on the plane. So any guesses as to what seat you think I'm in this weekend, you are getting them in. And I tell you something, the crowds of people getting them in on 087-798-9898. We'll take a few more guesses here and see if we can get the right answer. Here's Rebecca.
I reckon you're in 17C.
17C is wrong. Here's Laura's guess.
Hi, my name is Laura Kennedy from Shankill. My guess is 15C.
15C. Okay, I can tell you, Laura, also wrong, but you were getting very, very close. Here's Amy's guess.
Hi, this is Amy in Rathfarnham. 14A.
14A. Amy, I'm afraid it's wrong. Niamh is on the line about to take a guess. Niamh, where are you on this Friday afternoon?
I'm in Dean's Grange, Dublin.
Lovely. And any plans for the weekend?
No, nothing yet, but maybe go to a Christmas fair or something like that.
Lovely. Get in the festive mood. It's that time of the year now, exactly. Isn't it? Niamh, I'm going to have to ask you what seat you think I am sitting in this weekend for my flight to Iceland. What's your guess?
My guess is 14D.
You think I'm sitting in 14D, which is an aisle seat, and 14 wouldn't really matter what door I'm boarding via, which means, Niamh, you're correct!
Woo-hoo! Oh, yay!
And there was a couple of guesses in for 14D ever since I gave the clues, but Niamh, I can tell you, you were the first one to guess it correctly, so you're after winning yourself some IMC cinema passes.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks so much, Leanne.
You're so welcome. Listen, enjoy when you get to go. Enjoy your weekend as well. And thanks for tuning in to 98FM and playing.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Niamh.
Leanne Hanifin. Weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. On 98FM.